Blog Talk Radio.
Week, and I
at our church, praise God, that he was in the world. Amen. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And that's something. The first verse says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him. Amen. Not them, not they, not she, and all that and other stuff. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All right? In him was life, and the life was the light of man. So Jesus, amen, who was Yahweh in flesh. Now, I know a lot of us, I hear a lot of people rebelling that. Amen. He was God in flesh, praise God. You know, so we see here, you know, Jesus was the Lord from heaven. Amen. Amen. Yahweh from heaven. You know, in the Bible, you have to look at this, where it says Yahweh. I mean, where it says Lord, you should always know what it's talking about. It's talking about Yahweh. Amen. Which interprets to us as Lord. His name, God's name, Yahweh. Amen. And Yahweh. But we see here today, amen, which mean that, which also mean, I am that I am, praise God. I am that I am. And then Jesus even testified to that. He said, I am he. Amen. He told the lady at the well, when she was talking, I think it's Acts 4, I'm not Acts 4, but John 4, the lady said she knew that the Messiah was going to come and tell her about these things. All right, but Jesus said, it is he. He said, I'm he that is talking to you. You know, in other words, I paraphrase it. Amen. So we see here today, I'm he that's speaking to you or whatever. You know, he says that, you know, he identified himself. Though God said in the scripture, he said, I am that I am. Amen. We see, amen, Jesus say, I am he. Amen. He say, search the scripture, for though you think they have eternal life, but they are they that testifies of me. Amen. So we see here. Then he tells us that before Abraham, I am. Amen. So he was the great I am, praise God, because he was that. Amen. So we see here today, amen, that Jesus was the Lord from heaven. He was God in flesh, praise God. You know, I often say that Jesus, that body, was the temple. Amen. But what dwelled in the temple was the holiness of holy. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Ghost, the holiness of holy. Oh, that's so beautiful. Amen. What dwelled in the big temple, they say, you know, Jesus told, say, you tear the temple down, amen, destroy it, in other words, he'll raise it up in 3 days. He's talking about his body, that temple, amen. All right, some people, I was telling some people the other day, he's like the tent in the wilderness, amen, that houses the holiness of holy, amen. So we see that Jesus Christ, that body, amen, God has robed himself in a fleshly body, which is called his son. That body was the son of God. He was the son of man. Amen. So we see here today that when the Holy Ghost, God himself, overshadowed, amen, Mary, which is her real name is Miriam. Amen. So we see here that you see that she was born. He was born. She received one of which is the Holy Ghost. He was the Holy Ghost in him. Praise God. Amen. So we see here today. Amen. That's why the scripture tells us in Isaiah 7:14. Praise God. It talks about the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Amen. So we know that Jesus was that which was told about, prophesying about. child, amen, and the son to be given. So we see here today that was Jesus. Amen. He was the great Emmanuel in Isaiah 9 and 6, I believe it is. But maybe I have it mixed up there. But anyway, we see here that he was the great, amen, Emmanuel. Amen. He was the great I am that I am. He was the great God in flesh. Amen. Which is called his son. Amen. That, well, a lot of people can't see it, and you can't see it. I don't blame you if you can't see it, because if you don't have the Holy Spirit, if you don't see it, the Holy Ghost has to reveal this to you. Amen. So we see here the Holy Spirit has to make it plain for you to see. Amen. So, you know, years ago, I used to fight it. I said, well, until I started reading the scripture, all these scriptures that came out about it, you know, that God showed me. I'm going to give you some scriptures. You may want to read this. Write this down. Amen. Get your pen. Amen. Write this down. Okay, look what it says. Jesus is God. This title that. Amen. Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, is God. Amen. Though he was called the Son of God, that was only pertaining to that body. Amen. So we see here today. All right, as we go on here, so Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah 9:6, Michael, amen, 5:2, John 1:1, and then you drop down to the 14th where it says the word was made flesh, amen. So it had to be God. If the word was God, the word was made flesh. When that ever happened? That was in Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. All right, as we go on, we see here today, amen, as we go on, amen, John 8:14, and then look what it says, you go 58 and 59, all right, read John 8, all right. Then as we go on, it's John 14:6-11, talk about it. Jesus said, haven't I been so long time with you, Philip, and you have not known me? And that's what a lot of people, Philip wanted to know. He said, show us the Father, it suffices us, meaning we'll be satisfied if you just show us the Father. That's what he's saying. Okay, as he's saying here, so Jesus said, haven't I been so long time with you, yet you have not known me, Philip? And that's what a whole lot of the world is, just like that. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Amen. So we see here that God became a man in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That body, amen, was the Son of God. Amen. That body was the Son of Man. But God was in him, reconciling the world into himself, praise God. We see here today, amen, you got to realize that. Because God said, I give not my glory to another. Amen. Amen. And Jesus, he is saying, he's claiming here that he is God. That's one thing that they wanted to stone Jesus for. Amen. They wanted to stone him for that. Amen. But we see here, in true, actually looking at it, he was telling the truth that he was God, and he's God in flesh. Amen. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Bible saying right below that, in St. John 1, amen, the 14th verse, it says this. It says, and the Word was made flesh. So if the Word was made flesh, amen. You think about that. Praise God. So it was God in him. Amen. When you look and see Jesus, you've seen the express image of God. Amen. Let me tell you another thing. What's so beautiful about that? How he humbled himself. I mean, he could have called all the angels and all the things to cut people down. All right. But he humbled himself to the cross. You think about that. There's a scripture that says, let me see if I find it here. It says, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. I think that's in Philippians. Let's look at that. Let me go look at it in the scripture here. So you've got to know that Jesus is Lord. And we're talking about the real Jesus. Amen. The one that Isaiah talked about in Isaiah 53. Amen. The one that, you know, that we've been waiting for. The one that the people, man was waiting for, praise God. Well, years ago, praise God, Seth, amen, when Eve had that third son, amen, because, amen, Cain had killed Abel, amen, she thought that was going to be it. But no, praise the Lord, amen, it was Jesus, amen. So we see here, let me go here, Philippians 2 and 9, right about that. Let's look at that. Philippians 2. This is what it says. Okay. Okay, let's go here. Let's go. Look what it says. Okay. I'm going to get into it here. Let this mind be in you. That's the fifth verse of Philippians 2, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, there he is, look what it says, in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what? Equal with God. Why? Because it was God in him. All right, it was God in that body. Okay, look what it says. But made himself no reputation and took it upon himself the form of a servant. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, amen, took it upon himself. Look what it says. Took it upon himself, amen, took it upon him the form of a servant. Isn't that something? And was made in the likeness of man. That is, again, Jesus God is God. He made himself, look, in the likeness of man. Think about that, friend. That's powerful. And was made in the likeness of man. Amen. All right, so we see here today, you need to look at it. And look at it. Being formed and fashioned as a man, he humbled himself, the mighty Yahweh, the mighty God was in Christ. Look what it says. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him, that flesh, that body, that the man Jesus. Look what it says here. Amen. And given him a name which is above every name. Amen. So we see here his true name is Yahshua, amen, Yahweh save, amen. We see God's name, Yahweh, amen. We see that. And you know what? The truth got to be unveiled. Isn't that right? Amen. The truth has to be revealed, praise God. You see, in the King James Version of the Bible, all right, we see here they took out all the sound of Yahweh, Yah, out of the Bible. They took it out, all right? So they took Yah out of the Bible, Yahweh out of the Bible, and put in Lord, God, Adonai, amen. So we see here today, amen, until you find out the true Jesus, who he really is. You know what? I walked in the store today, and they had this big old thing, a picture of the Lord's Supper. And they were shocked when I say they got all those people there eating the supper, but they didn't look like that. When they didn't look like that, amen, you know, when Jesus was here. And they looked at me like I was crazy, right? I said, all those guys was dark complected people. They was dark. They was like dark. They was dark people, all right. And they looked at me like, whoa, wait a minute. Amen. I said, well, I say, see, you know, that's what people are taught here. Amen. They taught here in America and the English and all that. But if you go over to Russia, you see some of the real truth by some of the pictures that they got of Jesus, and he's black. He's and the disciples, they're dark complected people, all right? And all of them just about, you find a lot of those icons and the pictures that they got there, amen. They, if you go to Russians, you see it like that, all right? But what happened, praise God? You know, what happened? People have got, gave us a false perception of Jesus, amen. This guy, they gave us a false perception. This artist, amen. You know, he got this guy named Caesarea Borgia, amen, and painted him as Christ, amen. So we have been lied to for so many years, and even the preachers had to come open and say, well, some of these preachers don't understand that the name of Yeshua was the real name of Jesus. All right. So people see, so these days, you know, we've been lying, and Satan is trying to deceive everybody. Amen. Everybody, praise God. He's trying to deceive everybody. And big deception is still coming. It's a lot of big more deceptions is going to be coming, praise God. So the truth is that Jesus was a dark-complected person, not. And his disciples was. And the truth is that by the name Jesus, the disciples at that day didn't call him Jesus. All right. In fact, his mother didn't know him as the name of Jesus. Amen. His name was Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, we thank and praise God. I'm letting you know that, you know, the truth got to be unveiled. Amen. People need to tell the truth. Amen. So we thank and praise God for all of you out there. You know, in other words, once you search the truth out there, search it, amen, and find out, amen, what did he look like? You know, the places he went, all right, the places he did and the things that he did, praise God, amen. The Bible of the King James give good records of what he did, all right, and his salvation and all that, but they have taken out the true name of the Messiah, all right? They've taken out the true name of the Messiah, all right? So we see here, amen, so it's really a transliteration of the name, amen, Jesus, all right? Jesus of the name, you know, Yeshua, they transliterate, has been transliterated from the Hebrew to the Greek, amen. You think about it, to Latin, all right, and now to English. What you have now is a transliteration name. So, but we see here the real Jesus, the real Yeshua, amen. He's the one died for our sin, amen. The one that died for us. Amen. And God tells us, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. God tells us, amen, look unto me and be ye saved. The scripture tells us that. It tells us that he says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Amen. So we see, it's the truth. Amen. So you see here. Amen. And it says here, amen, as you look through the scripture, you can find Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me and be ye saved. Amen. For I am what? Look what it says. I am God. There's none else. Yeah. Amen. So that's what Yahweh is saying. Look unto him to be saved. All right? And look what it said. Amen. Isaiah 45:21. It said, there is no God, amen, besides me. Amen. A just God and a Savior. There's none besides me. So Jesus had to be that same God, hallelujah, that same Lord right there, that same Father. Okay, and he says here, Isaiah 43 and 10, praise the Lord. All right, and then and look what it says. Before me, there was no God, amen, form, neither shall there be after me. Look what God said. I am the Lord. He's Yahweh. Amen. Look what it says. And besides me, there is no Savior. All right. So if you believe in that Jesus, Yeshua, amen, was by himself and on his own, you're wrong. It was God in him. Praise God. It was the real Jesus. He was God in him. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see here. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, thou art God that hideth thyself, O God. Amen. Look what it says, O God of Israel, the Savior. Amen. Talking about Jesus. Amen. So he is the Savior. God himself came down in a fleshly body, which is called his son. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, man, people, you know, they disagree. But here it is in the scripture. He says, God says, I'm your Savior. Amen. I am your only Savior. And besides me, there is no Savior. He's telling us these things. Amen. So, therefore, Jesus had to be him. Amen. Jesus came in a fleshly body. God came in a fleshly body. Yahweh. Amen. The great, mighty God, the everlasting Father, was in Jesus, reconciling the world unto itself. Amen. We thank and praise God. Give an honor to my apostle C.A. Coward. Amen. And my Bishop Adrian M. Shaw, Jr. We're located on Osborne and 22nd, amen, Osborne and 22nd, in Tampa, the great city of Tampa, Florida, amen. So we want you to come down to Tampa, come down from Tampa, amen. We want you to come and visit us sometime, amen, amen. Our address is 4711 North 22nd Street here in Tampa, Florida, amen. Zip code 33610, praise God. So we want you to come and visit with us. We love people, and we want you to reveal, amen, and unveil the truth to you today, and let people know, amen, that Jesus is Lord. But if we finish reading that scripture, it will tell you, amen, that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Jesus is Lord to the glory. We thank and praise God for all of y'all today. Amen. Letting you know that we love everybody. We want to unveil the truth, amen, and reveal it to you. And let you know that God cares for your soul. Amen. The Bible tells us, once you believe in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the Holy Ghost. The name of Jesus, Yahshua, HaMashiach, amen. And you need to know that he is the real Jesus, the real Jesus, the one that bled, amen, one that was pierced, crown of thorn put on his head, whooped, beat with those cat and nine whips, tore flesh out of his body. Amen. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. It was Jesus. Amen. You read Isaiah 53. Amen. So we see here today, you must believe and come to Jesus Christ while you have an opportunity today. Amen. We thank and praise God for you again. See me again next. No, just hear from me again next week. Amen. Next week, 6:30. Amen. 6:30 p.m. So come and hear me again next week. And P.S., as I say, amen, R.J. McLeod. Amen. Bishop R.J. McLeod. Bishop R.J. McLeod. We love him. Amen. And don't forget, amen, we love all the brethren, the bishop board, the elder board, and pastors, and all of you in the churches of God, the Bible way. We love all of you, and we care about people's soul. Amen. We thank you, praise God for you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. All right. And we out of here. Bye-bye.